It's a time of transition on Capitol Hill. The 117th Congress is coming to an end. In the House of Representatives, Democrats are ceding the bigger, plusher majority offices to Republicans. Departing lawmakers are packing up their belongings, getting ready to head home. And the newbies, the first-time lawmakers, are setting up their offices, learning their way around the House office buildings and the Capitol.
We're going to spend the next several months hearing from two of them. The first Gen Z member of Congress, a Democrat from Florida.
My name is Maxwell Alejandro Frost.
I confronted Governor DeSantis on ending gun violence. And what did he say?
Deserves to be represented. Voy a luchar por cada familia.
And in New York, Republican Mike Lawler.
In the state assembly, I cut taxes and oppose Sean Maloney's
They've given us record inflation and surging crime.
Priority to bring back cash bail, support the cops, and make our communities safe again.
We're going to be speaking with Republican Mike Lawler and Democrat Maxwell Frost throughout their first year in Congress. We began our conversation this morning by talking about what they thought about House freshman orientation.
The thing that surprised me the most, and this is as a, you know, I've never held office before, first-time candidate, is, I don't know, you go to something like orientation, and it was great, and I had a great time, and I learned a lot and made some great relationships, and it was amazing. But once you go, it's not a surprise how, you know, partisan our country and Congress is, because partisanship is really built into the operation of the orientation in Congress in and of itself. I mean, the only times I got to spend time with my Republican incoming freshman colleagues was in the morning, where we were really in classes and we're trying to pay attention, not really much time for fellowship. And then the evening, everything was split between the Democratic and Republican caucuses. So we really had to go out of our way to kind of meet the incoming Republican members and have a conversation. And we got to do that a couple times, mainly with the incoming Florida members. But that's just something I noticed.
Just to respond to that, I think that was a common complaint, if you will, from a lot of members, that it was there really were not that many opportunities to get together in a bipartisan way. I went, for instance, to the Problem Solvers Caucus event one evening, and that gave me an opportunity to see, you know, a few Democrats who had attended. But there really weren't that many opportunities. And I think that is, you know, to Maxwell's point, you know, frankly, it's a missed opportunity.
I want to talk a little bit about the balance of power on Capitol Hill come January, when Republicans will take control of the House with a narrow majority. But I should point out that both of you are members of parties that can struggle to find consensus. Mike, I want to stay with you. How does that affect your party's ability to get things done? And where do you see yourself fitting into that? How do you get things done?
You know, I think all of us have different experiences that shape our views. There's so many challenges we're dealing with, from affordability to public safety to immigration. My wife is an immigrant. She's an immigrant from Eastern Europe. And so we've gone through that immigration process. But you start to build on the area of agreement, and you can actually find a lot of compromise. And so I think the question for both parties is, are there people within each conference that are really willing to do that work?
Both of you have expressed a desire to work within your parties, to stay true to principles, to accomplish goals that are good for the American people. But the fact of the matter is, this is a symptom in which a small group of dissenters, really in either party, can throw a logjam really into the whole process. So I'm curious how you each view that. What do you do then? How can you accomplish the types of priorities you've each talked about here today?
Well, this is Maxwell. A political party is just like a family, right? Especially our caucuses as we go into Congress here. But I think the important thing is, at the end of the day, we come together as that family again, right? You know, there are extremes on both sides and outside of Congress, right, as well. That's just kind of the way our country works. But, you know, one extreme I do view as dangerous, and this kind of MAGA extreme, I do, you know, that's kind of calling the question our democracy, I just think it's hard to equate that to what others would consider the other extreme, which is, I guess, you know, ensuring everybody has health care and that vast resources are dedicated to the climate crisis and things like that. I just don't see it being the same, even though
a lot of times in these conversations we equate them. And I think it's okay to go out and say, hey, look, I have an opinion that is much different than my caucus. I have an opinion that's different than anyone in Congress. I think that's important for the development of our country. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to those votes and we get down to the chamber, I think it's important that we work together so we can actually pass legislation.
Mike, I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I appreciate Maxwell's sentiments, but I think part of the problem is that everybody is so quick to ascribe adjectives to those that they disagree with politically or to immediately question their motives. And frankly, I think that's part of the problem. Nobody has, complete control on the best ideas and the best policies. And I think it's nice to say that, you know, our extremes are radical and crazy, and your extremes are just sincere and wanting to, push policies that help the world. I mean, that's a little bit of a broad statement, if you will. I think there are extremes on all sides, and frankly, some of the policies that get pushed, are destructive. So I think if we really are sincere about wanting to work together, then the first thing to do is stop immediately ascribing adjectives to the opposition. Stop immediately jumping to conclusions about people's motivations or immediately calling them dangerous. Yes, for instance, I think Joe Biden won the election. I think January 6th was wrong. But I also understand when people raise concerns about election integrity, you don't just immediately dismiss that. There are legitimate questions that get raised in the course of an election. And you have to address them from a policy perspective and a forward-looking perspective. And I think we're just at such a toxic point in our politics. It's so easy to immediately jump in and say, that person's evil or that party and those people are bad. And I just don't see where that helps anybody in this conversation or this process.
We've been speaking with Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler in January. He will represent the 17th District in New York, and Democratic Congressman-elect Maxwell Frost, who will represent the 10th District in Florida. Thank you both for speaking with me. I look forward to continuing the conversation, and I hope you continue it with each other.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.